Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of using different spiritual gifts to serve others for God's glory. Today's Bible passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7.
There are so many different kinds of spiritual gifts out there, but guess what? They all come from the same Spirit. Isn't that amazing? The Holy Spirit is the one who distributes these gifts to each individual. He knows exactly what each person needs and equips them accordingly. It's like your own personal superpower tailor-made just for you. But hold on, it's not just about the gifts themselves. The forms of service are also diverse, but they all come from the same Lord. Yes, the Lord is the one who places people in ministry. He guides and directs individuals to serve in areas where their gifts can be best utilized. So if you feel called to a specific area of service, it's not a coincidence. It's the Lord leading you to use your gifts in that particular way. And let's not forget about the Father. He empowers people to do ministry. He's the one who gives them the strength, wisdom, and guidance they need to fulfill their calling. It's like a supernatural support system, right? With all three members of the Trinity working together, you can't go wrong. Now, here's an interesting point to ponder. While both Christians and non-Christians may have talents and natural abilities, spiritual gifts are something that only Christians possess. These gifts are not just natural capacities. They are supernaturally bestowed upon believers. They are unique expressions of God's grace in our lives. Every spiritual gift is incredibly important. None of them are more valuable or superior to others. Each gift serves a purpose and contributes to the overall functioning of the body of Christ. It's not a competition or a comparison game. It's all about unity and working together for the common good. We're all in this together. So have you ever thought about what your spiritual gifts might be? It's worth taking the time to reflect on this and even ask God to reveal your spiritual gifts to you. Trust me, it's a journey worth embarking on. And once you do discover what your gifts are, it's important to use them to serve others. As a Christian, our work goes beyond just relying on our own abilities or talents. It's about exercising our spiritual gifts. It's about using the gifts that God has specifically given you to bless and benefit others, whether your gift is teaching, serving, encouraging, or any other gift. Embrace it and use it for the glory of God. So, let's not waste any more time. Start exploring and uncovering your spiritual gifts. Ask God to show you how He has uniquely wired you to make a difference in the lives of others. And once you know what your gifts are, don't hold back. Step into your calling with boldness and use your gifts to impact the world around you. Who knows? You might just change someone's life.
Friends, let's take the time to discover our spiritual gifts and allow God to reveal our unique role in His plan. Embrace our gifts and use them boldly to impact the world and bless others. Our spiritual gifts are a divine superpower designed to make a difference, and together we can build a stronger, more loving community. Let's close with a prayer. Lord, I pray that you would use all that I am, my abilities and my talents, as well as the spiritual gifts that you, in your grace, have seen fit to bestow upon me. Show me how to use them for your kingdom and the benefit of others. May I be a faithful steward of the gifts you have given me, and may they bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your time and engagement. May you be blessed abundantly. Goodbye and God bless.